Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, I can say my name is Keith McGrath.
Lived
here for almost 40 years. My family was raised. Obviously, they're all gone. Me and Bride and the dog are here. And you know, what I'm all about. Well, most people know that I'm just a blue-collared worker that enjoys people, enjoys the odd challenge, and far from perfect. And some of my best education came at the cost of my mistakes.
There you go, huh? It's a life well lived.
Life is well lived. Yeah. And, you know, like anybody else, made a few wrong turns in that road, but always got either guided back to the right road or put myself back.
Yeah. So from time to time, I sit down and talk to you, and I own a small business here, and you've been in big, small. You've been all over the place. You have a lot of experience, and I always find that when I come and chat with you about, like, hey, what should I do in this direction, or how would you play this, you have, like, a wealth of experience from your past. You want to talk a little bit about small business in the community for me?
Well, I certainly know what small business done for me, Elliot. Mm-hmm. In 1985, I was probably working for six or seven outfits, ProServe, Casman Construction, Wendell, Track. That's what he called himself.
That's old school.
Paul from Birchwood, Birchwood Excavating, Skinner Landscape and Motion Construction. That's how I got to learn what small business was.
Right.
So for every job at the plant, the understanding is probably three or four spin-offs in town.
Mm-hmm.
So small business is the heartbeat of any community, and guys like Vargo, Casman, McEachran. Lots of guys that have small business, the Bougiers, you know, later on in life, big companies like Marty. Small business, I had my go at that, and that prepared me, I think, for working for, like, the Klempke family for years.
Mm-hmm.
But it also brings you home to work with the local people. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why I get passionate about. In the last month, the last 6 weeks, 2 months, a lot of good people in Fort McMurray were, you know, waiting for a couple more years to retire, but they got packages and stuff, and some, you know, young, that weren't ready for a package.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see that in the big outfits, you start to get yourself exposed to experience. And that experience starts with small business. And I would say that Peter and Vera Knelson, that owned the All Sands Hotel, not only did I work for them, and the Bloom and Shines that owned the Red Roosters back then. He kept me busy in the daytime, and Peter and Vera in the nighttime. And then, you know, Butch managed the, and then he became part owner.
Right.
But I learned firsthand what small business was when Peter and Vera built me a place in the hotel. And I think it was after me and Chief Firm were up on the roof looking for a place to live.
Yeah.
So I know about small business. And then, you know, the Hills. You know, the Hills Pharmacy.
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Hill financed my first ghetto blaster. And I just walked over. Irv Williams across the street at Esso,
mm-hmm,
on Franklin Avenue financed the Chevy truck for me.
Yeah.
So my relationship, Mrs. Jean, was over across the street then as well, good friends of Peter and Vera's. So small business, I believe, is almost a thread that still is strong today. But there's so many ways you can look at small business, you know, like a home business. But I like walking into the storefront and looking at Mr. Hill. And I'll never forget, I was a teenager, and I said, man, I had this big ghetto blaster, and I was a disc jockey.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wait to put that big the MP, and his sons were good. And that was when we gave away a trip on a diversified bus going to see Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And somebody, and me and Eddie King were the, we were the good DJs.
Yeah.
We had experience from Bronco Billy's. But small business is a community-led institution.
Yeah.
And today there's so many competing factors. You know, it's hard to buy a piece of wood downtown for, I don't know, $20 when you can, somebody drops it off your door for two. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
But you take like home hardware, like a Robbie's place down there. There's service with a smile, and there's always unique stuff there. And I remember Bride got me for Father's Day a steering wheel clock, and we still have it. It was almost like a family heirloom. And I remember my father-in-law, big smile, because I think that clock was one of my 14 cold paychecks. So he said, you know, he said, and I remember him putting his hand like this, he says, you know, you might want a little help this month. But anyways, he's, it's small business to me is your kickstart to a career that has led me many different places. I work for Corporate Canada.
Yeah.
And I work for the Klemke family, and I work for small business. So I haven't really have a, I can't tell you I worked in 15 different places because I've enjoyed people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've worked, you know, with big unions. I've worked with no unions. But at the end of the day, no matter where you work, no matter what business you're in, it's all about, not about what you're making, is how people make you feel.
Right.
And, I screwed that up a few times. I did, yes. Obviously, I mean, you get the pressure of moving dirt and stuff. And, like I say, though, at the end of the day, the friendships I have today were formed from that start of small business.
Now, let's talk about friendships. You guys are all on council. You're all friendly with one another. We've had some of your colleagues on the show as well. We have like a few of them coming up this week. One of the topics that piqued my interest, I think it was Funky that brought it up. I'm not sure. Maybe it was Alan. I don't remember. But it was about transportation. Now, they were talking about bus transportation, but roads in general. Like, do you have anything to elaborate on that topic?
You know, I go back to Mr. Carberry and Mr. Morgan. That's the first transportation committee I served on. And then when we councillors were more involved, we had four subcommittees.
Okay.
So I was the chair of the transportation committee with Councillor Ault. But transportation is just not tires on the road. It's planes in the sky that we should be get probably a little less north and more local. Transportation is a movement of people, trades, and it's a working collaboratively with the other levels of government.
Right.
You know, when we built like Highway 69, Airport Road, whatever you want to call it, we built it three times.
Yeah.
On our nickel. So now we have a medium that you can land a 747 on. We have traffic lights that haven't been a purpose in decades. Three or four speed limits. But it seemed to me we also had meetings, you know, and it was Chief Fern and President Rue and myself, a couple of councillors, Councillor Black, and supporters of Senator Black. We had some things moving. Because, obviously, when anybody wants to think we move quickly on stuff, look at our Hospital Street Bridge. I reported that thing in the morning. It got struck the same day twice, and it seemed like nobody believed me. But the people live with some people with a perception that counselors are just counselors. Well,
right.
I went up that road for almost 30 years, and I can tell you, a lot of moms and dads were 15 hours, a couple hours too long sometimes, and the oil sands plants never had a shift change. Mm-hmm. They went right in a couple of years, but we persevered. And then we had some commitments from the federal and the provincial government about navigational aids. So the Transportation Committee, I put a motion forward, and you know, it was so diluted when I come back the other night, we just turned the other way. Mm. Because as elected officials, we need to look outward and know that we can't take pipes out of the ground that were put in there 20 years ago. We can't change yesterday, mm-hmm. but the people put trust in us to work collaboratively. But also, if you need to be a more of a centered group, form a group like we did with the Wood Buffalo Recovery Committee, mm-hmm. and reach out to the community leaders that want to serve, form that committee, and draw resources from our biggest partner, which is industry.
Yeah.
And let's get the ball rolling. Because I heard around the provincial election, they were going to twin the road from Bigfoot, you know, and for people that know Bigfoot, that's from the road that we twinned. Mm-hmm. And I think that was 85 million cubes of dirt mm-hmm. that was placed in about a year and a half. And that was called the relocation, Highway 63 relocation. I have a buckle over there to part of the crew. Mm-hmm. I know the work can be done because we have the best craft people, the best professionals. And my thinking about the Transportation Committee would be, it's all inclusive. Mm-hmm. And until we get a road built where we can get mom and dad home in a decent hour, that's what's going to sustain our community. Mm-hmm. But now in the last couple of months, as you've seen, we have some people back in our region that can't wait to shell it out. And that's not good for your kids. Mm-hmm. Not good for me as a senior because, you know, I went Monday to the seniors' luncheon.
Yeah.
And the room was full because grandma and grandpa, they want to be close to their families. And I have a responsibility to make sure that we get closer to it. And hence, I wanted that Wood Buffalo Transportation Committee. Mm-hmm. But like I say, it was polarized, politicized, whatever you want.
Yeah.
It took a lot of energy. And on the other side of Manitoba, mm-hmm. they got about 3 kilometers. And on our side, we have about 52. Mm-hmm. And that would give us an all-seasonal road to Outrulala, Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people, a lot of workforce that come from Saskatchewan, whether you like it or not.
Right.
There's always a need for a commuting workforce, mm-hmm. specialized in the shutdowns and stuff. But you can see that we are vested in the community with our mortgages, with our families, with our lives. And I think we own our seniors and the elders. That representation around the table is very diverse.
There you go. Awesome. We're going to throw to a quick ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Now we're back. Well, Keith, I got to get running because I got to go pick up a little boy. But before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I want to say a big thanks to all the people here in 23 that have volunteered for many organizations to make this community such a giving, kind community in a time where we could all use a little help. So I would say, Elliot, you know, thanks to people like yourselves that do volunteers around the work and try to promote our community for what it truly is. And as a kind community, but we have issues to deal with, but who don't when you deal with the third largest budget in Alberta?
There you go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.